Today is the third Sunday after Christmas, Epiphany. We all have little different definitions of Epiphany, but it was the manifestation of the Christ to the Gentiles. And Jesus is the light of the world. He came for the Jews, he came for the Gentiles, he came for everybody. And when we had the reading about King Herod sending the wise man to find out where Jesus was born, I know we all have had this misinterpretation that they came right after the shepherds saw Jesus in the manger. But in fact, it was at least a year and a half to 2 years later when the wise man went. And Herod had a motive for sending them out to discover where this Christ child was born, because Herod was threatened and did not want him to live. And naturally, he had to be led by the devil in order to not want the deliverer and savior of the world to live. So when the Magi had gone and offered their gifts to the Christ child, who was now living in a house with his parents, they were warned not to go back to Herod. And when Herod learned that he'd been deceived by them, he was so angry, that's when he ordered in the land that all children age 2 and under should be murdered. That's how desperate the enemy is to keep us from knowing the truth that God, the deliverance that God sent for the world. And the other reading that we had, it said that in Ephesians 3, Gentiles, that we are fellow heirs. We're not the chosen. The Jews were the chosen. And we're fellow heirs, in whom we have boldness now that we can access to the throne of the Father with confidence through faith in Jesus and what he did for us on the cross. Cornelius and his whole family were the first Gentiles that we see that were baptized by Peter, and they were some of the first Gentiles to come to Jesus. I'm going to jump around here. The scripture the Lord gave me is Matthew 8, 5 through 10, which you will not find in your bulletin. If you want to mark that down and study it when you get home, I would appreciate it if you would, or if you carry a Bible with you. It's Matthew chapter 5, chapter 8, verses 5 through 10. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I am also a man under authority. I have soldiers under me, and I say to this one, go, and he goes. And I say to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Then in verse 13, it says, then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And a servant was healed that same hour. The focus the Lord wanted me to bring us to that he really wants people here to understand today is that Jesus is the light of the world, brought his truth to us, and part of his truth, and a big part of us who are living here in this dark world, is healing. God wants us to know that he wants us in health. He wants us healed. And when Jesus had the centurion come to him, and the centurion just knew that all Jesus had to do was speak his word. Now, we know Pastor C taught us a week or two ago, he talked about the Trinity and in creation. And, you know, the Father, our God, spoke. He said, let there be. And the word was released out of him as the Holy Spirit was hovering over the void darkness. And it was. It came into being through the spoken word of God. And Jesus, moving from babe in a manger to death on the cross, fulfilled the whole law for us. And he gave us power and authority to do as he was doing. He was our example here on this earth. He went about healing all who were oppressed of all infirmities and sicknesses and diseases. He cast demons out of people. He raised the dead. Jesus has been, in Philippians 2:9, Jesus has been given the name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. The Lord wants us to learn to exercise and use his name through the power of the Holy Spirit that he's given to us as a gift. When he talked to his disciples about what during his ascension, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm sending the Holy Spirit to you, and the Spirit shall endue you or fill you with power from on high and enable you to be able to walk in this dark world. Remember, this world is dark. Jesus was the light that came into the dark world, the song we sang. He came into the darkness to bring his light. But who else are messengers of his light? We who have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We are the light to take into the dark, hurting, sick, defeated, evil world now. And if we as Christians don't do it, it will not get done. You know, in the last days, God said truth would become lies. What God calls truth would become lies. And what the world calls truth would be lies. And that people would believe lies and not truth. And we need to be overcomers and to establish and walk on the territory that God has given us to bring the light of the world and to understand the authority that he's given us. I don't think a lot of Christians understand authority. If you were in the service, I know we have a couple of Marines here, you understood when whoever was over you told you to do something, you did it. And if you were an officer and you made a command, whoever was under you did it. And Jesus has had all power and authority given unto him, and he has given it unto the church, who is us. Whom is us? We're the church. And we have all power and authority in the name of Jesus. Not in the name of Paul or the name of Nancy. In the name of Jesus. So When we try to walk with the gifts of the Holy Spirit that have been imparted to us, the words of knowledge, words of wisdom, prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues, gifts of healing, discerning of spirits, gifts of miracles, gift of faith. These are all gifts the Holy Spirit lives inside of us and wants to be able to deliver these gifts out of our mouths to speak into other people's lives, lives which will bring life and light to them. Truth is light. Truth is power. Truth is Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the light. So as Christians, we have boldness also that God has given us. I read that to us, that he has given us access into the throne room. When the curtain was split from top to bottom, when Jesus died on the cross and said, "It is finished," which gave everyone freedom from the law and having to go through the 613 commandments of the law to try to get right with God and always looking to the high priest to do it for them. Jesus was the final Lamb of God that was sacrificed under the law and brought us into the new covenant that you'll hear when we take communion. The new covenant that's in his blood that gave us access into the throne room of the Father, that we can go boldly before our Father and praise him and thank him for giving us his Son and leaving his Holy Spirit with us on this earth until his work is done. And his work is not done until we begin to witness to the lost, till we learn how to love our neighbor as ourself. And that doesn't just mean visiting over the fence with them. It means to learn about them, to befriend them, to find out what ailments are going on in their life. Everybody has a pain in their life, whether it's mental, emotional, or physical. And God came to meet every one of these needs. He says to lay hands on one another. Are any of you sick? Call for the elders of the church. Have them anoint them with oil and pray for them. And if there's any sins, their sins will be forgiven. And the prayer of faith will heal them, will raise them up. The person you're praying for doesn't even have to have faith to receive that healing. They just have to be prayed for. And it's your faith and the authority that's been given to you in the name of Jesus Christ, the name that's above all names, that you command pneumonia to leave Pastor Steve in the name of Jesus Christ. And we have the power of agreement as well. If two or more agree as touching anything, it's done. So if you have a prayer partner, there's two of you standing in agreement and using the authority that's been given to you by the Father in the name of Jesus. It's Jesus' name that you're praying in. Every time we pray, thanks for anything, it's in the name of Jesus. And so God wants us to understand authority. And the scripture in Matthew kind of explained it on a layman's term through a soldier having authority. And, you know, we sing a song, "Onward, Christian Soldiers." Now, my husband wouldn't like that because he's a Marine. And he said, "Once a Marine, always a Marine, and don't call me a soldier." But God says, "Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war." And that is a literal truth. We are at war. I'm not talking about the world that we see going on with all the different nations, but we're in a spiritual war. We're in a spiritual battle. And the thief comes to rob, kill, and destroy, but God came to give life and to give it in abundance. So he doesn't want his children, you don't want your children or grandchildren sick. Well, God the Father does not want his children or grandchildren or great-great-great-grandchildren or forever children sick. He wants us to know the power and why his son died on the cross for us. Why did he give up such a great sacrifice for us? Yes, we had to be cleansed of sin and unrighteousness. We had to be washed in the blood of the Lamb to have the access before a holy Father. He is holy. And Jesus left that holiness to come into the dark world in obedience to the Father to bring life to us. And as we receive his life, then we're commissioned to go into all the world and take his life to others. Go, make disciples. What's a disciple? It's someone, they walked with Jesus, they hung out with Jesus, they learned about his authority and what he was operating in. He was totally submitted. He laid down his deity as being God, and he submitted his will to the Father. He was human when he was in the garden saying, God, if this cup could pass from me, he knew in a way of what was going to happen on the cross. But he said, nevertheless, thy will be done. How many times have we been in a restaurant or in a store or in a party and we feel a little nudging by the Holy Spirit to talk to somebody and we get timid? I call it we get in the flesh and not in the spirit. They who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And God wants us to allow his Holy Spirit to come out of us, to touch lives of others. I was in a restaurant on Friday at my birthday party, and everybody had left, and I was the last to come out, and I saw a lady sitting alone at a table, eating alone. And I went to the restroom, and I prayed, and the Lord told me to go out and speak to her. So I went to her and I sit and put my hand on her shoulder and I said, introduce myself. My name's Sarah, her name's Jean. And I said, you know, the Lord just wants me to let you know that you're not alone, that he's with you right now. And she looked at me and beamed and she said, I'm a Christian. And I said, then you know that. She said, but I needed to hear that. Because even as a Christian, we get lonely or we feel alone and sitting in a restaurant alone. So God sent me to bring just some encouragement to her and prayed with her then and embraced her. And so God wants to do that in every one of our lives, no matter where we are. If we see someone, and I know Pastor Steve goes to Walmart all the time and prays for people. If you see someone that you know is infirm, all we have to say is, hi, my name is, can I pray for you? And I've never had anyone say to me, no, you can't pray for me. They go, sure, okay. I'm not asking them to pray. Some get confused and say, I don't know how to pray. I said, I don't want you to pray. I want to pray for you. God wants to touch you. God wants you to know how much he loves you. And if you don't know Christ, then my prayer, I will just pray the truth through my prayer for them of thank you, Father, that you gave us your son, that you died for this person I just met. I say their name and how much you love this person and you want them to know Jesus. And so I do this all in prayer. So I'm witnessing to them without beating them over with the gospel. I'm sharing the gospel through a prayer. And whatever their need is, I mention that in the prayer, and I pray for their healing. And then I get around to eventually to asking them, Would you like to ask Jesus into your heart? Would you like to be freed from all the sins that burden us down in life and that bring emotional sickness and healing to us? There's nothing worse than bitterness in life and pain and anger. And so some will let me lead them to the Lord and others won't. But I rejoice when I leave because I know the scripture that says God's word will not return void. Whatever it's sent out to do, it will accomplish. And so when I send his word out through a prayer to other people, I rejoice that someone else is going to come into their life and water that word so it'll grow up into their heart till one day they will open their heart to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And so I just encourage everyone here to consider that, to think about that, to pray about that, to ask God, say, Lord, open a door for me today to share Jesus' love with someone. Help me have confidence and boldness in your Holy Spirit to know that all I have to say is, oh, you have the flu? Well, Father, in your name Jesus is above the name of flu, and I command flu to leave this person in Jesus' name. And in the beginning, the enemies test people that you really don't know your authority, so he'll have another symptom come back. Continue to pray. You can pray for a person more than one time. Some people think, oh, I only prayed once and it didn't happen. It's like, no. Our faith is growing and developing as we exercise it. If you want to work out in the gym, you got to exercise. If you want a spiritual workout, you got to exercise using the Word of God, using the name of Jesus, being bold, caring and loving those that are hurting in Home Depot and wherever you go, the grocery store. What time do the Baptists come in? I mean, we have to hurry. Okay. Sorry. So, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.